Nebraska has become the 19th state in the US to abolish the death penalty. What makes the decision of the legislature so significant is that Nebraska is one of the most conservative states in America. And one of the politicians who led the effort was a conservative Republican, State Senator Colby Koash. He's risked his entire political future, saying he simply cannot square support for executions with his Christian principles. Senator Koash is also haunted by a scene from his teenage years in Nebraska.
When I was a freshman in college, and there was an execution to take place about 1997, and it was going to happen at midnight, and myself and a bunch of friends went to the penitentiary. There was a barbecue, a band, people counting down as if it were New Year's Eve, cheering, drinking, and it was just like a big New Year's Eve party. And then separated by a security fence was another group of people, a couple hundred as well, and they were quietly praying. Some had candles and just trying to be a witness for life. And I went down there to party and didn't really know what was happening, but we knew that the execution would happen at midnight, and at midnight you would have thought it was the changing of the year. And when I left that, I didn't think much of it, but God worked on my heart, and it really didn't sit well with me, and I decided at that point I didn't want to be part of a celebration of someone's death, especially at the hands of its own government.
Yeah, I mean, I should say you were a very young man, 18 years old, when that occurred. As you were looking across the fence and you saw that group of people praying for the person about to be executed, what did that register in the back of your mind?
At the time, I thought, what are these people doing? They should be over here with me. They should be celebrating justice, because that's really what I felt I was doing, was celebrating justice, not really a man's death. But they were mourning a man's death at the hand of their government. And at the time, I couldn't see myself there. And it just was later that a turn happened in my heart. And I guess God put that experience in me as a young man, knowing that someday I would be in this position when I didn't know it myself. And so I spent a lot of time reflecting on that, and I had some shame about it, but I've let that go because I feel that I've done what I could do now that I had a position to do something.
Why is it so significant, Senator Colby, that you are a conservative Republican, and yet you have helped lead the effort to abolish the death penalty?
At least here in America and in Nebraska, the idea of the death penalty was always held very dear by conservative senators because it appealed to their sense of justice. But I changed the narrative as to what the death penalty was, and that narrative that I changed it to was a key in getting the repeal successful.
And, I mean, what was the narrative that you used? Because it was effective. The anti-death penalty resolution passed overwhelmingly in your legislature.
It did. The narrative that I used really had three approaches, and the one that I think that was the most successful was that the death penalty in our state had been unsuccessful. In other words, it had been on the books for almost 20 years, and in those 20 years, our state has spent a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of resources in an effort to execute people, and it had not worked. And Republicans that I work with come to the legislature to say, I'm going to find unworkable government programs, and I'm going to find those, and I'm going to eliminate them. And when we looked at the death penalty, that really seemed to fit the bill. The second thing that we did, I did have somewhat of a moral argument. Many of the Republicans that I serve with profess to be pro-life, and I'm one of them, and I could not reconcile the use of the death penalty with my pro-life beliefs. And I think some of my colleagues understood that position as well and came to it from that conclusion.
Yes, you're a very faithful Catholic, yet you managed to build some very strong bridges with the evangelical community as well. Was the Christian community in the end united?
I have to tell you, unfortunately, the unity of the Christian community, from my experience on this issue, was not there. Certainly there was a very strong contingent of Christians who supported us. However, the senators who opposed the repeal of the death penalty frequently used Bible passages as a way to support their stance, which I found very unfortunate. But it was not a unified approach from the Christians, but it was certainly an overwhelming supportive approach from the perspective of repealing the death penalty.
Yeah. Senator, I mean, in a state like Nebraska, this will be considered a very brave move on your part. I mean, do you expect to pay a political price in any future political career that you may have?
Well, it's certainly possible. Some of the correspondence I've received from the people I represent have said, you know, I will never vote for you again. And that's unfortunate because when I ran for both terms that I've served in, I was very upfront. It didn't come up frequently, but when people asked, I did tell them I was pro-life, and I felt that supporting the death penalty went against that core value. And if I decide to further my political career, this will be a vote that will come back one way or the other to play a role in that. But I will tell you that for every email saying that I'll never support you again, I've received an email saying, thank you for standing up for your convictions. Thank you for being truthful about what the death penalty is. And I hope that you consider forwarding your political career, which, as I sit here today, I have to tell you, is undetermined.
If this decision costs you a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives, if it costs you the possibility of a Senate seat from Nebraska, would it have been worth it?
In my mind, it would have been, because I have to get up every morning, look myself in the mirror, and be okay with the decisions that I've made. And no matter what happens in the future, I will always feel that this was the best decision, the right decision. I will continue to stand by it. Some of my colleagues, I believe, voted against their heart and against this bill for those political reasons, and they will have to answer to that in the future as well. But as I sit here today, I'll sleep well at night knowing that I've done the right thing.
And just before we go, Senator, I should point out to our listeners that you do have a special connection with Australia, because as an undergraduate, you spent a year at the University of Wollongong. As you probably know, Australia went through, just in the last few weeks, this terrible emotional turmoil when two young Australian men were executed in Indonesia, not for murder, but for drug offences. Did you manage to follow any of that case?
I did, and as you mentioned, I have a special place in my heart for Australia, so I did follow that story with the two young men, and it just reaffirmed my belief that the death penalty is not just, it does not protect people's safety, it is not a penalty, in my view, that is necessary in a civilized world, and it causes more harm than it can prevent, and so I felt terrible about what those young men were going through, and especially their families. And so it really just did reaffirm my decision every time I saw the news about those two young men.
Well, Senator Colby Koash, who is a Nebraska state senator, part of a growing group of conservative Republicans who are coming out against the death penalty. Senator Koash, we thank you for being on the Religion and Ethics Report.
Take care.